Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Texas authorities are piecing together the timeline of Tuesday's mass school shooting in Uvalde. NPR's Ashley Lopez reports federal investigators say the gunman had written messages on Facebook just before he went to the school and killed 21 people.
According to the FBI, he first sent the messages on the site around 11 a.m. saying he was going to shoot his grandmother. In the second message, he announced that he had shot her. And in the third, he announced he was going to shoot up an elementary school. He wrote that message about 15 minutes before he got to the school. But law enforcement officers say that in general, they have not found any information or on social media or other sources that would have alerted them in time that this crime was going to happen.
NPR's Ashley Lopez reporting. As details continue to emerge, far-right channels on social media are pushing false narratives. NPR's Odette Youssef reports many revolve around conspiracy theories.
Far-right spaces have pushed the false claim that the shooter is an undocumented immigrant. They've also claimed without evidence that he was transgender. They're also calling the shooting a government-staged false flag event without any basis. Sarah Aniano studies the rhetoric of the far right on social media.
Without a manifesto and a known motive, the speculation is just going to get worse and worse as to what drove the shooter to do it. But it also provides really fertile ground for more conspiracy theories to sort of accumulate and spread in the information ecosystem.
The conspiracy theories echo those pushed in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook school shooting a decade ago. Odette Youssef, NPR News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is sharply criticizing a suggestion that Ukraine give up some territory to Russia as a way to end the war in his country. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger raised the idea at the World Economic Forum in Davos.
Kissinger, he говорить, що ніби...
In his regular late-night address, Ukraine's President Zelensky said, quote, Mr. Kissinger emerges from the deep past and says that a piece of Ukraine should be given to Russia. Kissinger, who turns 99 on Friday, called for Russia-Ukraine peace negotiations to start within the next 2 months. He suggested the two sides return to the status quo before Russia's February invasion, when Russia already controlled parts of eastern and southern Ukraine. Zelensky compared Kissinger's remarks to Europe's appeasement of Nazi Germany before World War II. The Ukrainian president said it seems Mr. Kissinger's calendar is not 2022, but 1938. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Kyiv.
The state of Oklahoma has outlawed nearly all abortions. This is effective immediately. The new Oklahoma law bans abortions from the moment of fertilization, with few exceptions. This is NPR. Wyoming officials suspect arson at a women's clinic in the central part of the state. The clinic opens next month and will offer surgical abortions. From Jackson Hole Community Radio, Kyle Mackey reports.
Police extinguished a fire they believe was intentionally set at the new clinic in Casper in central Wyoming around 4 a.m. Wednesday. Rebecca Ladd is public information officer for the Casper Police Department.
You know, I think we're certainly aware, of course, of the national dialogue right now, but we approach every investigation with the utmost integrity and detailed investigative skills possible.
Only one other clinic provides abortion services in Wyoming. The founder of Wellspring Health Access, which operates the facility, said she's grateful no one was injured and that the organization is still committed to providing comprehensive reproductive health care in Casper. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Mackey in Jackson, Wyoming.
There's been a powerful earthquake in southern Peru near the border with Bolivia. The U.S. Geological Survey says its magnitude is 7.2. The quake was deep in the earth, about 135 miles below the surface. There are no initial reports of injuries or damage. Pakistan's former prime minister is demanding that the country call new elections. Imran Khan says the government has 6 days to do so, or he'll call his supporters back into the streets of the capital, Islamabad. His supporters have clashed violently with Pakistani police. Imran Khan lost a no-confidence vote in parliament, and he lost his job. But Khan blames nefarious reasons for his ouster. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.